IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear listeners you're on to IRIB English Radio and you're listening to The Viewpoints my name is Muhammad and with me in the studio I have brother Ali and Sheikh Liaqat السلام عليكم brother Ali
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
welcome to this program and Sheikh Liaqat السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
welcome to you as well
Thank
it's a pleasure to have you guys
Thank
both
Sheikh
Liaqat, we have an economic war, we have now a naval blockade as well,
mm-hmm.
we have a media war, we have the war in the battlefield, military war, so it's a multifaceted, we have seen a lot of consequences resulting from this multifacetedness. How successful was the enemy in this, and how unsuccessful it was, both sides of the coin?
What the enemy has gained in this war, number one, is the martyrdom of the leader and the martyrdom of the allied forces. But the enemy thinks this, yeah? So I have gained this by killing and so commanders of IRGC and the military forces, though. And number two is that what they have gained is the destruction mm-hmm. of, I would say, political places and
The physical destructions of the structures and the buildings and so
the
on.
Buildings, the infrastructure, basically, which is normally used for the people, isn't it?
Civilian purposes.
Exactly. So this is what he has gained, okay? What the enemy has lost is the credibility and its value. And right now, America is no longer considered as that superpower. So right now, whoever talks... this is something amazing.
And mind you, I'll just bring a quote from Putin that with the existence of Russia, China, and Iran, America can no longer claim the superpower as it used to.
Yeah.
And can no longer claim, well, basically, I'm paraphrasing, he can no longer claim to be the police of the world. And so I think this is now much clearer to us than before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the enemy has lost the Strait of Hormuz, of course. And alhamdulillah, what Iran has gained is the control over the Strait of Hormuz,
exactly.
which is
one
like...
One point, bro. The utterance of this statement by Putin by itself is very important. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That one of the, so-called superpowers actually claims that Iran is the fourth, for example, superpower. At least as the fourth, he considers it. Mm. So this is the
amongst Russia, China, and Iran, see? Yeah. So it's with... Yeah, the
but let's
other
see in future that who is going to rank the first and who is going to rank as the fourth, inshallah, in future.
Inshallah. So, yeah. So
the U.S. hegemony has completely destroyed, has been destroyed. The control of Strait of Hormuz has been gone out of
and
their
the
hands.
And the trust of people upon the military capabilities of Iran has increased like no other day.
Yeah.
Before, people used to think, okay, so Iran has missiles and Iran has military power. Okay, we have some kind of military power.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's world, like right now, if you ask the people, the ideology has completely changed. They say, oh, Iran is one of those superpowers who have real good military capabilities.
It's not just a military power, it's the military
exactly,
power.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So this is another thing which is very important. Number four, unity. Before, so even during the 12-day war, even this kind of unity wasn't seen during the Fa'al Muqaddas, the Holy Defense War. Okay? Right now, of course, they say the Holy Defense War was mainly concentrated near the borders. Yeah, of course, there were bombings happening in Iran and here and there. But the main concentration of the enemy
was the front line, very clear.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, the whole of Iran is the front line. Exactly. So you see, and right now, the unity which you see is something else. Just like Brother Ali has also quoted.
I think that's the biggest success that we've had so far.
Indeed.
Unity among the people.
And another thing is the reliance of the people upon the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Brother Ali has pointed this thing out. And I have seen this, like, even at places where I have gone. In the nights especially, and even in the groups, like friends groups and stuff like that, they would normally question the leadership or the diplomatic I would say, forces or the diplomatic side about why they aren't speaking about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's a gap, which you have said. I turn back and tell them one thing that is, I think, is very important for them to be known about it is the silence of the diplomatic side is not just a normal silence. If they wanted to answer, they would have.
They would have.
But
answered.
They are giving a pause for something greater, which we don't know.
So this so is right a deliberate now, silence.
Sorry?
This is a deliberate silence.
Yeah, exactly. Think. So right now, of course, like there's leadership, yeah? There's our leader, Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei. May Allah protect him and prolong his life, alhamdulillah. Of course, he also knows the same thing what the people are saying, like, okay, where's the reply? We are seeing tweets from Trump, example, yeah? Mm-hmm. We are seeing tweets from the enemy side, but we are not getting any reply from our side. So there's a kind of gap, yeah? So I would say, okay, fine, yeah, definitely there is gap, but there's also a maslaha hidden inside it. There's a reason, there's a wisdom behind it. Why our side aren't giving any reply to us or mm-hmm. why they aren't releasing any statement. So over here, I think we have to be, we have to trust our leaders. I mean, I would say the supreme leader in the first place, of course, and also the diplomatic side as well. It's not always the military forces. Okay, because we didn't get any reply, so we will turn back to our military forces. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are ready behind you, please. Shot some missiles and stuff like that. We are behind you. This is not the way it works. We have to say, okay, fine. Right now there's silence, so we will also maintain silence. We won't say anything here and there. We won't say anything which supports the enemy. You see, like just like Imam Khomeini has said the same thing. Like, don't do anything which is going to support your enemy. So over here, if we taunt our own diplomatic side, then this is supporting the enemy. So over here, because they are maintaining silence, I will maintain silence.
And of course, I think the biggest highlight here is the unity of the people when it comes to trusting the decision makers and the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Islamic Revolution, alhamdulillah. And there are so many stories we can touch upon when it comes to the unity of the people. I've seen so many times. I mean, each one of the rumors is enough of an atomic bomb to destroy the society, to destroy the unity among the people.
Indeed.
But alhamdulillah, people are very strong. Their hearts are you know, firm. They take even if they have different opinions, they're very firm in making sure that they follow the orders and the decisions of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So, Brother Ali, you wanted to tell us some of the points of success that we had and also the enemy might have had during this Ramadan war and what we can do to avoid the successes of the enemy against us.
Well, this is a sunnah of Allah. This is a tradition of Allah that in any field that there is a test for us, there is a test, bala for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually presents and actually brings about and puts forward all the blessings, including opportunities and threats in front of us. And usually in bala, in a test, in a divine test, usually the barakat or the blessings are even more. So I want to say, regardless of the failures that some of them have been enumerated and enlisted by the brother, or the successes that we had, alhamdulillah, in this war, I was thinking while you have been discussing this discussion, I was thinking that how much blessings and how much actually achievements we had in this war. And this is actually due to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that says, in case you resist for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will compensate for you. And it's interesting to say that there was a statistic that research has been done by the office of the leader of the Islamic martyred leader that said the verse that this great leader has recited in his life, in his lectures, either written or oral ones. I mentioned this last week as well. It was وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Right? This is the verse that he recited recited best and more in his lectures, either in his written lectures or in written literature and his oral lectures. So it's interesting. So I want to say that this sunnah of this sunnatullah is current, that is, it's available, it's dominant. I mean, there is no time for it to be distinguished. Like what? Let me actually mention some. Our leader, based on what he himself said once in his meeting with the assembly of the experts, he said it's time for you to choose another leader, since actually I'm old and necessarily and naturally you have to be searching for someone to.
They have to be ready for any scenario.
Yeah,
because that's their responsibility and their task.
At least it was the time to be thinking for another substitute for the leader. So what better than this? I mean, the enemy could. It's a great loss for us. I mean, we have not yet even believed that he's.
I mean, Brother Ali, I still haven't gone past the stage that we have lost him yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Saying this for me is really difficult.
Yeah, this is a great loss, I no doubt. But when we see the substitute, who is the substitute? That I think if he died, I mean, naturally, we could not have a good substitute like Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba.
Martyrdom was needed.
So this martyrdom was, I want to pinpoint the barakat, the blessings of this martyrdom.
I think, you know what, over here, I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes creates a kind of space for people to understand.
Yeah.
Over here, I would say, alhamdulillah, of course, the martyrdom is a blessing for our leader and, of course, for all of us as well. Just like the martyrdom of Imam Hussein al-Islam is not just blessed for him.
Yeah.
It is also a blessing for us. It is because of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein al-Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the whole of humanity, exactly. That we are going to blessed in no other way. Like a person can't even think about it, isn't it? So I think just like Brother Ali was saying, if our leader were to die naturally, then people might not know the value of Imam Mujtaba Khamenei, our supreme leader, the present supreme leader.
I mean, if we take into the context as well, that the way he was martyred, I mean, the enemy would have rumored many times before that, oh, he's in underground bunkers and in safe haven and this and that. I can clearly remember, I think it was a week before the enemy rumored he has now prepared his mansion in Russia and he has his route safed and this and that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the enemy itself proved to us that whatever they were saying was false. It was in his house. He was there. He was just like every other person in Iran, in the same danger level as every other person who lost his life in Iran. And likewise, the present leader, the Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, he himself was an injured person from the same bombardment that they faced.
In the same house.
It's the same house. And I think all of this context come together gives us, as Sheikh Liaq mentioned, gives us the understanding of the value and the importance of both the Shaheed leader and the present leader. So both Shaheed Khamenei and the present Khamenei.
Very true.
Ahsantum, Sheikh Liaq, and Brother Ali, for your important points in this topic so far. Thank you very much, our dear listeners, for listening to us. It's been a great time. We have had lots of important discussions, and we hope that we will be able to continue such important topics and cover them in the best of manner as possible. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شفعة أنا لها.